Jesus suffers in Gethsemane. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, into which he and his disciples entered. When he was at the place called Gethsemane, he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go there and pray." He took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sorrowful and severely troubled and distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. Pray that you don't enter into temptation." He went forward a little, about a stone's throw, and fell on his face to the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass away from him. He said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. My Father, if you are willing, if it is possible, please remove this cup from me. Let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I desire, but what you desire." An angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. He came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? What? Couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cup can't pass away from me unless I drink it, your desire be done." He came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they didn't know what to answer him. He left them again, went away, and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let's be going. Behold, he who betrays me is at hand." Jesus is betrayed, arrested, and forsaken. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having taken a detachment of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. While Jesus was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and elders of the people. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were happening to him, went forth and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas also, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am he," they went backward and fell to the ground. Again therefore he asked them, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, 'Of those whom you have given me, I have lost none.'" Now he who betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whoever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him and lead him away safely." Immediately he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Judas, why are you here? Do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. When those who were around him saw what was about to happen, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" Behold, Simon Peter, one of those who were with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest and struck off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all those who take the sword will die by the sword. Or do you think that I couldn't ask my Father, and he would even now send me more than 12 legions of angels? How then would the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so? Shall I not surely drink the cup which my Father has given me?" But Jesus answered, "Let me at least do this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and elders who had come against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? I sat daily in the temple teaching, and you didn't arrest me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. And all this has happened that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. A certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around himself over his naked body. The young men grabbed him, but he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. Annas examines Jesus. So the detachment, the commanding officer, and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him and led him to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should perish for the people. The high priest therefore asked Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews always meet. I said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. Behold, these know the things which I said." When he had said this, one of the officers standing by slapped Jesus with his hand. "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, testify of the evil. But if well, why do you beat me?" Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Jesus is condemned by Caiaphas. Those who had taken Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Simon Peter followed Jesus, as did another disciple, from a distance to the court of the high priest, and entered in and sat with the officers to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death, and they found none. But though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last two false witnesses came forward and said, "We heard this man say, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" Even so, their testimony did not agree. The high priest stood up and said to him, "Have you no answer? What is this that these testify against you?" But Jesus held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, "I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the Blessed." Jesus said to him, "You have said it. I am. Nevertheless, I tell you, after this you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of the sky." Then the high priest tore his clothing, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Behold now, you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered, "He is worthy of death." Then they spit in his face and beat him with their fists, and some slapped him. Having blindfolded him to cover his face, they struck him on the face and asked him, "Prophesy, who is the one who struck you?" They spoke many other things against him, insulting him. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Simon Peter followed Jesus at a distance, as did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and entered in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then the servant girl of the high priest, who kept the door, looked intently at him and said to Peter, "You were also with Jesus the Galilean. Are you also one of this man's disciples?" But he denied it before them all, saying, "I am not. I don't know what you are talking about." And he went out on the porch, and the rooster crowed. Now the servants and the officers stood and then sat down together, having made a fire of coals in the middle of the courtyard, for it was cold. They were warming themselves. Now Simon Peter stood, and later sat among them, and warmed himself. Therefore a certain servant girl saw him as he sat in the light, and looking intently at him, said, "You aren't also one of his disciples, are you? This is one of them." Again he denied it with an oath, and said, "I am not. Woman, I don't know the man." After about 1 hour passed, one of the servants of the high priest, being a relative of him whose ear Peter had cut off, confidently affirmed, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him? Surely you are also one of them, for your speech makes you known, for you are a Galilean." Then Peter began to curse and to swear, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about. I don't know the man." Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." He went out and wept bitterly. In the morning, Jesus is officially condemned by the Sanhedrin. As soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people were gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. So they led him away into their council, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you won't believe, and if I ask, you will in no way answer me, or let me go. From now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." They all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say it because I am." They said, "Why do we need any more witnesses? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth." The whole company of them rose up, and they bound him and led him away, and delivered him up to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Pilate sees Jesus the first time. They led Jesus, therefore, from Caiaphas into the praetorium, to deliver him up to Pontius Pilate, the governor. It was early, and they themselves didn't enter into the praetorium, that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man weren't an evildoer, we wouldn't have delivered him up to you." Pilate therefore said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he should die." They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting the nation, forbidding paying taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Pilate therefore entered again into the praetorium, calling Jesus. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "So you say." Then Jesus answered him, "Do you say this by yourself, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight, that I wouldn't be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this reason I have been born, and for this reason I have come into the world, that I should testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? When he had said this, he went out again to the Jews, the chief priests, and the multitudes, and said to them, I find no basis for a charge against him. The chief priests and elders accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, Have you no answer? Don't you hear how many things they testify against you? But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate the governor marveled greatly. But they insisted, saying, He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, even to this place. Herod sees Jesus. But when Pilate heard Galilee mentioned, he asked if the man was a Galilean. When he found out that he was in Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem during those days. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had wanted to see him for a long time, because he had heard many things about him. He hoped to see some miracle done by him. He questioned him with many words, but he gave no answers. The chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. Herod, with his soldiers, humiliated him and mocked him. Dressing him in luxurious clothing, they sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before that they were enemies with each other. Pilate sees Jesus the second time, part 1. Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, You brought this man to me as one that perverts the people, and see, I have examined him before you, and found no basis for a charge against this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. Neither has Herod, for I sent you to him, and see, nothing worthy of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. Now at the feast the governor was accustomed to release to the multitude one prisoner whom they desired. There was a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber, one who was thrown into prison for a certain revolt in the city and for murder. He was actually bound with those who had made insurrection, men who in the insurrection had committed murder. So the multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do as he always did for them. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that because of envy they had delivered him up. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Now he had to release one prisoner to them at the feast. So he said, You have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Therefore, do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. But the governor asked them, Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Then they all shouted again, saying, Not this man! Away with this man! Release to us Barabbas! Pilate said to them, What then shall I do to Jesus, whom you call Christ, the King of the Jews? They all said to him, Let him be crucified! Crucify him! So Pilate then took Jesus and flogged him. The soldiers twisted thorns into a crown and put it on his head and dressed him in a purple garment. They kept saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they kept slapping him. Then Pilate went out again and said to them, Behold, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I find no basis for a charge against him. Jesus therefore came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man!" When therefore the chief priests and the officers saw him, they shouted, saying, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no basis for a charge against him." Then Pilate spoke to them again, wanting to release Jesus. But they shouted, saying, "Crucify! Crucify him!" He said to them the third time, "Why? What evil has this man done? I have found no capital crime in him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." The Jews cried out exceedingly, saying, "Let him be crucified! We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When therefore Pilate heard this saying, he was more afraid. Pilate sees Jesus the second time, part 2. He entered into the praetorium again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "Aren't you speaking to me? Don't you know that I have power to release you and have power to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power at all against me unless it were given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me to you has greater sin." At this, Pilate was seeking to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you aren't Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, at about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king!" But they were urgent with loud voices. They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Their voices and the voices of the chief priests prevailed. Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So when Pilate saw that nothing was being gained, but rather that a disturbance was starting, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this righteous person. You see to it." All the people answered, "May his blood be on us and on our children." So then, wishing to please the multitude, Pilate decreed that what they had asked for should be done. He released to them Barabbas, who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus up to their will. Jesus was flogged and delivered to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away. The Roman soldiers mock Jesus. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the hall within the court, which is praetorium, and gathered the whole garrison together against him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. They braided a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they kneeled down before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head, and bowing their knees, they worshipped him. When they had mocked him, they took the purple robe off of him and put his clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. Jesus is led to the cross. He went out bearing his cross, but as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene who was passing by, coming from the country. He was Simon by name, the father of Alexander and Rufus, and they compelled him to go with them that he might carry his cross after Jesus. A great multitude of the people followed him, including women, who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to tell the mountains, "Fall on us," and tell the hills, "Cover us." For if they do these things in a green tree, what will be done in the dry? There were others also, two criminals, led with him to be put to death. They came to a place called Calvary, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, that is to say, the place of a skull. They gave him sour wine to drink, mixed with gall or myrrh. When he had tasted it, he would not drink. From 9 a.m. to noon, Jesus hangs on the cross. It was the third hour, and they crucified him. There were two robbers crucified with him, one on his right hand and one on the left, and Jesus in the middle. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "He was numbered with transgressors." And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also the coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. Then they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to decide whose it will be," that the scripture might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, which says, "They parted my garments among them, for my cloak they cast lots." Therefore the soldiers did these things, and they sat and watched him there. Pilate wrote a title also and put it on the cross up over his head, and this was the accusation written against him: "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Therefore many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. The chief priests of the Jews therefore said to Pilate, "Don't write 'the King of the Jews,' but 'He said I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." The people stood watching. Those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha! You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself! If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross!" Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes, the Pharisees, and the elders, said, "He saved others, but he can't save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.' He saved others. Let him save himself, if this is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." The robbers also who were crucified with him cast on him the same reproach and insulted him. One of the criminals who was hanged insulted him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuking him said, "Don't you even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." He said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." Now there was standing by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. Therefore when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour the disciple took her to his own home. When Jesus hangs on the cross and dies. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is interpreted as, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of them who stood there when they heard it said, "This man is calling Elijah." After this, Jesus, seeing that all things were now finished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." Now a vessel full of vinegar was set there. So immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed of hyssop and gave him a drink by holding it to his mouth. The rest said, "Let him be. Let's see whether Elijah comes to save and take him down." When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, Jesus cried again with a loud voice, saying, "It is finished." Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he bowed his head, yielded up his spirit, and breathed his last. The response of both God and man to his death. Behold, the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth quaked, and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered into the holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion and those who were with him watching Jesus, when they saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, and when they saw the earthquake and the things that were done, they feared exceedingly and glorified God, saying, "Truly this man was the Son of God. Certainly this was a righteous man." Then all the multitudes that came together to see this, when they saw the things that were done, returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances and the many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, who had followed him and served him when he was in Galilee, they stood at a distance, watching these things. Among them was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and Joseph and Salome, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem.